Hello and welcome to Under the Service number 225. It's Easter. We're having a long weekend, so it's all good. Phil Campbell's playing this weekend. Going to see Violence and Presence. It's going to be a good one. So to get us warmed up for it all, we've got some Sodom, new stuff from Sodom, Catatonia, tracks from Black Breath and Skeletal Remains. But to kick things off with that Easter feel about it, here's Deicide with the classic Once Upon a Cross from Once Upon a Cross.
Right.
And firing straight in there after Deicide was the classic Dawn of the Angry from Morbid Angel from the Domination album. Actually, there's a two-pronged attack in that Deicide track. There's the cheesy, it's Easter, let's all be satanic thing. And there's then last weekend was Record Store Day, and Once Upon a Cross got a well long due, overdue re-release on vinyl. And Domination was released again on a nice purple and black. I couldn't resist it, I went and bought it anyway. Went down about half eight and picked it up, so I was happy enough. So there you go. So on to the first of the requests of the evening, one from Chris Osborne this week, The Year of the Cobra with a track called Wardrop. We'll be right back.
horizon, I see glowing eyes. They seduce me and break me like ice.
And while we're in a calendar-esque mood, that was Year of the Goat with a track called The Wind from The Unspeakable from 2015. Played that track a long time ago. Just really, really good track. It's got that sort of gothy feel. You could do a bit of hand dancing to that one. So as I was saying earlier, we're heading off to see Violence in Preston, which is just north of Liverpool. So it should be a good fun. It's a kind of an all out of the way place. Exhorter are supporting. So got to put a double bill together here with these two bands. First up is Violence with Calling in the Corner from the classic The Eternal Nightmare.
We'll be right back.
and support coming from Exhorter, and that's Legions of Death from the Slaughter in the Vatican album. Now, a lot of people say Pantera with them quite a bit. Yeah, you can hear it a bit, I suppose, but certainly none of them guys could play anything like Dimebag could. And but good band all the same. Looking forward to seeing them again. So as promised, some new tracks in from Metal Blade sent across there last week. And this first up is Sodom with Trigger Discipline. And they have not took the foot off the gas at all. Now, I'm a bit hot and cold on Sodom and Place. Love their really early records, and the middle ones I don't know an awful lot about. And the ones I did have was kind of, yeah, they're all right. But this here certainly got a good kick to it. So this is Trigger Discipline.
Drop it, drop it, drop it. landlocked port of freedom. The devil's own paid a price. All set up to begin. Torpor, it called us in.
And a new one there from Catatonia with Lilac, and that comes in the aftermath of the split with the original members and whatnot, and it was all amicable as saying the other week, but it turns out it wasn't so much so. But still sound good. Catatonia or Catatonia has put out quality material. So I was digging through some records the weekend, again as usual as I do at the weekends, and Tribulation, another band, I love their first couple of records, and then they get a bit, hot and cold on it, but this track really jumped out at me. It's Leviathans, and comes from their album When the Gloom Becomes Sound.
We'll be right back.
And they're harking back a wee bit more goth. That was The Mission with Bridges Burning from God's Own Medicine. And I think Tribulation have been listening there for a bit of The Mission. If they were honest about it, you can hear lots of Mission going on. It's a band that don't get talked about an awful lot, you know. And you know, when they're talking about goth, it's always the Sisters of Mercy. You get the, like, they really, really had two albums, didn't they, that really mattered. But The Mission one was, that album's great. They just replaced, got a nice gatefold version of it there the other week for a tenner, down second hand, and a good upgrade for the one that I did have. So another wee request for Chris Osborne, this time Black Breath. And if you know Black Breath, it's they've got the, they've certainly got orange Boss distortion pedals a la every other Swedish band, but this one's called Fatal Error from the Razor to the Oblivion EP from 2009.
Yeah.
After Black Breath, that was Summon the Crows with the Trojan Horse from One More for the Gallows in 2011. I think them two fit together. I think it was seeing them the same year at Roadburn were playing. It was Black Breath were just total in tomb worship. They were great. And Summon the Crows were like, you know, a bit of buzzy, sort of hardcore D beat with a bit of death metal thrown. Really good. But they haven't seemed to release any more albums since that One Before the Gallows. And it's a pity because it's really, really good on record. And, I'd like to find a vinyl copy of it, of course. I've got a CD one, but I would love to find a vinyl of it. It's that good. Been listening to a lot of death metal recently, and I went back to this one, Skelt Remains. They're out, released from a couple of years ago from Fragments of the Ageless. This is Cybernetic Harvest. And after the New Kids, that was Old Boys Incantation with Essence Ablaze from the Mortal Throne of the Nazarene from 1994. I remember getting that when it came out, and it was just impenetrable listening. It was just this, but it's stuck with it. It's like such a good album. Other albums are great. There's just a lot to take in. It's just so frenetic. It's marvelous stuff. I've seen them live again a couple of years back, and they were absolutely brilliant, absolutely fantastic. And I met the front guy, John McEntee, at the merchandise stall at Bloodstock, Damnation. Really nice bloke. It's really short too. And had a chat and bought a t-shirt and that, and so that was a nice wee touch. So thanks again for listening, and I hope you have a good Easter. I've got plenty of Easter eggs. I've got two so far, I think. Probably go and buy, just wait till next week when they go down in sale and go and grab a few, you know. Can't beat an old Easter egg. They're getting smaller and smaller, and chocolate's not as thick, and there's not as many sweets in them. That's my complaint anyway. But anyway, to finish this week, after last week's turn of events, this one's for JJ. He requested a couple of weeks ago, and it's a great track. It's a My Dying Bride one. It's a long one from the Dreadful Hours, and I guess this is the first time I've seen them, around the first time down in Dublin at the Button Factory. Maybe it wasn't called the Button Factory, it was probably still the Temple Music Bar or Temple Music Centre. But anyway, this is the Return to the Beautiful. So until next week, have a good time, and maybe see you down at Phil Campbell. Cheers.
We'll be right back.
child dying right beside the river.
For the tragedy.